Avery is the host of Michigan Outdoor Magazine, which is heard Sunday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. right here on 1320 WILS and worldwide on the internet at 1320WILS.com. And as we go out to Mike, I feel like I need to whisper because I don't want to shake up any deer. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. And it is a beautiful morning out here, that's for sure.
All right, what's the ideal setting weather-wise for you getting out there on opening day?
Well, personally, I would love a little snow. That didn't happen. But a nice cool morning like this is good. I like a light wind. Where I'm sitting this morning in central Saginaw County, a little southwest wind is perfect. So I'm thinking this is just about the right day so far for me.
All right, why would snow be good?
Snow's good because, number one, you can see the animals. You can see a brown animal against snow. And you can use it for tracking animals both after you hit one and to see what their movements are.
All right. Also, with today's opening day, the rules have changed for the age of hunters. Tell us about that.
Well, this year, younger hunters are able to head for the woods. Now, the Hunter Heritage Law that was passed does not officially take effect until next year, although there were some regulations that ENR came in with at the last minute that allowed younger hunters to be in the woods. It gets kind of complicated. I would just recommend people check the Hunter's Guide for that, but know that younger hunters can get into the woods, but Hunter Heritage does not go into effect until next spring. They're trying to get it in effect for turkey season.
So, as we speak, how old do you have to be? I know you have to be licensed. How old do you have to be able to fire a firearm during hunting season?
12 years old for a firearm.
Is that old enough, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Hunter Heritage Bill will eliminate the minimum hunting age completely. I don't have a problem with that because younger hunters must be hunting directly under the supervision of an adult. And that doesn't mean across the field or in a different tree stand. It means directly under the supervision. Basically, you are sitting over that younger hunter's shoulder, and I think it's a great idea.
All right, Mike. And if you have to put the phone down to get a shot off, you just go ahead and do that, and we'll capture that audio. Now, I did my homework a little bit. From what I understand, the herds in the Lower Peninsula are supposed to be good, but might be a little thin for bucks. What do you know?
Well, you can only go by what the DNR tells you and what you see with your own eyes in your individual hunting area. If you see bucks where you hunt, it's a great season, no matter what the DNR says, and vice versa. But in general, yes, the UP herd that years ago everybody used to head north to the UP for deer camp is it's not in the shape it was a few years ago, but there are still some nice, big, beautiful UP remote wilderness bucks up there. The northern lower, really kind of suffering in many areas, but the southern part of the state, southern Michigan farmland, that's where we're seeing a lot of bucks, a lot of bigger bucks, and fewer people are heading north to the traditional UP deer camp, and they're staying down in this part of the state and hunting in their backyards.
Now, 3 years ago, there was a bait ban for hunters because there were some challenges with disease that had spread, but that ban has been lifted. Is that a good thing for hunters?
Well, I think it's a good thing for hunters because I'm not really convinced that it was ever proven that baiting caused disease. And so now hunters have the option. If you don't want to bait, that's fine, but if you do, limited quantities, 2 gallons in front of you at any given time. Now, that doesn't mean 2 gallons a day. It means 2 gallons of corn or whatever in front of you at any given time. And just last week, the regulations for part of the TB zone in the northeast lower peninsula were also restricted to allow some people up there to use bait, and that hasn't been the case in many years.
All right, now for those hunters that do bag deer, to make sure that they don't have to deal with any disease, what can they do to make sure that the meat they take home is good quality?
Well, field care is very important. Take care of the animal, field dress it, keep it cool. And if you see anything in the chest cavity, you're, God forbid we would see this down in the southern part of the state. But up in the TB zone, if you'd see some white nodules in the chest cavity, you might want to have that animal look. But just give it a once-over. You know, make sure on the outside that there have been no wounds, it hasn't been hit by a car or some other hunter, and just look for nice, beautiful, fresh meat. Keep it clean and get it to the butcher or process it yourself. And be ready for some good eating on the table.
All right. You know what you do? It's like stealing because it's you're working actually now. How cool is that?
Oh, it's wonderful. I've got the best job in the world. God has blessed me. I'm sitting out here this morning talking to you, looking at a beautiful, foggy, still morning. I haven't seen any deer yet, but I've heard shots to the north of me, shots to the south of me. I know there are deer in this area, and I'm just going to sit out here and enjoy it.
All right. Now, will you be traveling throughout the state during the season?
Well, right now, as I say, I'm sitting here in central Saginaw County. Actually, even though it's gun season, I'm hunting with my crossbow. I just have really fallen in love with hunting with a crossbow. That's kind of my weapon of choice these days. I may hunt back in Midland County again, but then later in the week, over the weekend, in fact, I'm heading down to Ohio to hunt for a few days down there as well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, if you find the sighting slim there, you come over to my house out in the Williamston area, because every morning on my way to work, I see 10 to 20 of them. As a matter of fact, until the apples were picked from my apple trees, they were raiding it constantly. So you come on down. Mike Avery is the host of the Michigan Outdoor Magazine, which is heard Sunday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. right here on 1320 WILS. Mike, I might give you a buzz a little later on this week, catch up with you and see how you're doing.
Sounds good, Tony. Appreciate it.